Okay, we're going to start Sefer Shmos with the last words of Yosef HaTzadik in the end of Parshas Vayechi. Yosef HaTzadik is Messiah, his page of the Hakdomah to the Shibud Golus Mitzrayim with Divrei Tanchumim, right? He tries to give his brothers some consolation that they should give over to their children, that there's going to be a Gula. It's very strange that the whole prophet of Yosef talking to his brothers, there's very little hadracha. You would think before he's dying, he'd give them guidance, what has to be perfected. This is the goals. What has to be perfected in order to leave Mitzrayim? He leaves them one savar. Halisem es atzmoisai mizei itchem. A very, very basic tzavah, which the truth is, if you go through the sugyas of the Gemara, you see that this tzavah, that David Amel, that Yosef gave his brothers, is a standard tzavah that was given by all. In fact, later on, the Midrashim say David HaMelech gave a similar tzavah to Shlomo HaMelech about burying, where to bury him. But all the Shvatim were buried in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gemara brings down that the bones of Yosef, of Reuven, were being Megalgal Bar, and when they went down in the Midbar, and the bones of Yehuda, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Talamoy Tevienu, the Sugin Makis. So Reuven wasn't the isolated, Yosef wasn't the isolated brother to be taken down to Eretz Yisrael from Mitzrayim. All the brothers were taken. So, first of all, there's nothing unique about it. That's number one. What Yosef asked his brothers to do wasn't unique to him. All the brothers got taken down. Number one. Number two, what are the brothers supposed to learn from that? This is what he's giving over as a legacy. This is what he's giving over to before he dies. To what? Nothing else. It doesn't even say, be good Jews. Something. By the way, keep Shabbos. Something. The only tzavor he leaves over is the only thing we have. Hashem will redeem you. It almost sounds like Hashem will redeem you, just bury me. That's it. That's the whole tzavor. So obviously there has to be a lot of depth to these couple of words. There's a lot. And possibly we'll see in these words lies everything. Everything that Klal Yisrael have to perfect lies in these couple of words. In fact, when we came to the Yam, and the Yam didn't want to let us cross, so Chazal tell us, Hayom ro vayomos, ma ro arinu shel Yosef. So in fact, the Aron of Yosef is what ultimately led us to freedom. So it was the whole story. We don't know why, but it was the whole story. We have to know why it was the whole story. So that's one thing I would like to give you some clarity on, tying it into Sefer Shmos. Number two, this whole Pakod Yifkot. This whole Pakod Yifkot is strange. What does Yosef mean with this Pakod Yifkot? The double Lashon Pakod Yifkot, what is he talking about here? So Chazal tell us that Yosef gave a simon to his brothers, that the one who will redeem you, these are the words he's going to use. He's going to say, Poko Yifkoy Hashem. And that's the Simon Mosalahem. That was the Simon that Yosef HaTzadik gave his brothers, Poko Yifkoy Hashem Eschem Valisem. Now, this is like the, what kind of secret is this exactly? Now he told him a secret. Shh. Not going to tell anybody. This is a secret. Yeah? There are no secrets. If Yosef told his brothers, is the Chavah Chavah this way. So now it became Nachlas HaKlal. Everybody knew that the leader is going to say Pakod Yifkoy. So whoever that leader is, he'll know to say Pakod Yifkoy. If he's the real leader, if he's not the real leader. Now the cat's out of the bag. There are no secrets. There are no secrets. So obviously there's a Cheshbon. When Yosef said Pakod Yifkoy, he obviously didn't mean that this is the Raya. The leader will come and he'll say the magic words, the password. It's like the password you have on a computer in the house. It's about as good of a secret as that. It's a pocket yivka. It's a pocket yivka. All of us it is. And the last year, I was chasna out of town. So, I wanted to use the computer. I asked the person to get on. There was a password. So, what was the password? You know what the password was? Hefka. Yes, it's Hefka. The whole password is they made a password Hefka. A couple in Toronto. Hefka, that's the password. For Maisa, the whole Pocket Yivka is one big Hefka welt. If Yosef is telling his brothers that the Manig is going to say Pocket Yivka, so good. So that can't be the pshat. There has to be a different pshat. So what is the pshat? We start off the Sefer Shmos. So there's a lot of fascinating things that happen in this parasha. The most fascinating thing, of course, is that Paray orchestrates a whole plan to destroy Klal Yisrael. Right? And his plan ultimately brings the Geula. The water with this. Moshiach Shal Yisrael gets saved through his plan. That's done. Unbelievable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how things work. Plans, you know, Rabbis Machshava is Belevish. They had a primary yesterday, right? The Romney who came up quite impressive with quite impressive results. Of course, you can always handle what's called impressive, but quite impressive results that he came up. But the day before, his rivals decided to take his main mindless platform. His platform is Bain Capital. That's his platform. Look what I did. And they took that and they used it. And it turned out they made a poll. They made a poll today. And they found that there was a large percentage of people that said that they voted because of that. The chutzpah that Newt and some others used that kenegdoi, that became the geula. Bain became the geula. So now in South Carolina, they did some polling today also, and some people are saying, we're going to vote for him because of the Bain, Council Bain thing. The chutzpah that they used Bain. So I'm old, even the Abish does it in our door. Kibadovar ashezodu aleihem. You try to destroy the person, that's how the Pari, his whole plan to destroy Klal Yisrael was through the water. Ultimately, the whole Yeshua, everything, Mereshav Ad Gemira happened the way and Pari ends up drowning in the water at the end. If not Pari himself, at least I'm Pari. Lemaisa, the bottom line is, for some reason, the Yeshua happens in a very interesting way. Number one, Pari first goes to the Mialdei Shevriyos, and he tells them that they should kill the boys. Also very little seichel in that. Why is he going to Mialdei Shevriyos? Stam, foolish. Why are you doing that? But that's how the Hashgacha, this is all by Hashgacha. This is the way the Hashgacha wanted it. That he should go to Mialdei Shevriyos. He went to Mialdei Shevriyos. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Right? Ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, for some reason, Pari lets him stay in his own palace. Somehow. He brings up Mashiach Shel Yisrael. Not only he brings him up. He paid for Shachkelech. He paid for Moshe Rabbeinu's computer games. Pare paid for all the everything. Mistama Moshe Rabbeinu played with Wolves and Talmud. Mistama not with the Pare paid for it. Pare paid for all the Shachkelech of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mashag asks a Peladik Akash. He says, I don't understand. The whole beginning of the parasha, we learned that Pari is using all kinds of kanunyas, how to make sure that Klal Yisrael don't become freed. And that's killing the boys, and everything is all done. There shouldn't be an issue for Klal Yisrael. What does Pari do? He takes Shevet Levi, which is the one Shevet that potentially could be the leader. And this we spoke about too, through the parashas Vayigash we spoke about. And he makes them, they're free. So Mashag is. Why would Pari do such a foolish thing? Take Shevet Levi and make them free. That's the one Shevet that could potentially be Moshin Shal Yisrael. Why make him free? Make him into Avodim. Make him have harder work. Make that Shevet have harder work. Moshin Shal Yisrael. Make it worse. You go on. Moshe Rabbeinu is by Yisroi. He has to run away from Paroi. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes to a snare. He comes to a snare. The snare turns out to be a Gilu Shechina. And Hashem tells him, go. The Baruch Hashem tells him he should go. He should be Matzel, Klal Yisroel. The Moshe Rabbeinu starts giving the Baruch Hashem a runaround. You know, when you read the Psukim, it's a couple of Psukim. Not so long. But if you look in the Midrash Chazal, you'll learn that this was a week. You know what a week of a runaround is? Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Rabbanu Shalom a week of a runaround? A week? What makes it further complicated is that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who went Mesiris Nefesh to save Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu ended up in Midian because he was Moshe Nefesh to help Yidden. Individual Yidden. He put his life on the line for one Jew. And now the Yavishta tells him, go save all of them. Right? You're ready to kill yourself for one Jew. Save the nation. Take him out. He's hemming and hawing. Now for a week you're drained with the Rabbanu Shalom. Finally, the Rabbanu Shalom's not even angry at him. After a week, doesn't sound like the Rabbanu Shalom, we don't learn much about the Eibishter getting upset. Finally, after a week, the Eibishter tells him, Kaysamil b'nei Yisrael, Lech Lasafto, finally everything is taken care of. Then Moshe Rabbeinu again says, Vayem Moshe Hashem b'yadoni. This is after finally he agreed. Finally Moshe Rabbeinu agreed. The Eibishter, and then Moshe says, well, you know what? Kvat Pelanech. Finally at that point, the Eibishter tells him, wow, what a fool. Kvat Peh. Mi som peh lo adam, or mi yosem ilay mechi. The Eibishter gives him a musa shmuz that you would give a third grader. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Third grader. Tell the third grader, come on. You open one eye, you open two, you say Maidani because Tabishta woke you up. That's what we tell a third grader. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is getting his introductory level of Emunah. The Baruch Hashem tells him, you know who gives a mouth? Do you say Pekeachivim in the morning? Do you say Amav Hashem Meyeno? I think Moshe Rabbeinu used to say the Bechsa Shachar every day. And Mistama he meant it. And the Tabishta starts giving him basic olive bays. What's going on here? What's a pshat in there? The whole thing is just Marafi Sigra from beginning to end. Finally, Moshe agrees. But then he has another problem. Gans Klai are waiting for Gula. Every day is Pikuach Nefashos. He has another thing. He just remembered that he made a deal with his Shver that he's not going to leave. You ever heard of Eidim makes a deal with his Shver? He's not going to stop. He's a mud in the deal. He made a deal with his Shver. He's not leaving. He says, I can't leave. I made a nether. You made a nether. Now you're asking the Dorim Shalos. This is the time to ask the Dorim Shalos. Imagine Laser gets called for Hatzolah call. Somebody has a cardiac arrest. He comes to the house. And as he walks in, he looks at that. He says, hey, the guy's lying on the floor. No heartbeat, nothing. And Laser goes, I think I made a nether that I'm not going to treat this guy. Hey, kill him! He'd be dead, chas v'shalom. The other guy, maybe he'll make it. Now you have shilas about a nether? Now you have your nedarim shilas. Think I made a nether to my shver? Pikuach nefashos. Maybe now the Eibishter has to give Moshe Rabbeinu. See, it's just kind of cool. See that? I have nothing to do with it. What is it? Yeah? It's unbelievable. It's nerve volume. Now, so maybe now the Rabbanu Shalom should give Moshe Rabbeinu a class in Pikuach Nefashos. where an introductory Pikuach Nefesh, a Hatzalah class. Gentlemen, volunteers, if you have any mitzvahs come your way and somebody's dying, you should not worry about your individual mitzvahs. If you didn't daven, when you get a call, somebody had a cardiac arrest, and you remember you didn't daven mincha yet, but tzibur, don't go to shul, go to the guy and try to get his heart pumping. Is that the class that Moshe has to be taught? But here, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't give Moshe an introductory level shir. Here the Eibishter seems to agree, because the pasuk says, Vayelech Moshe, Vayeshev El Yisachosna. So Moshe goes now to Yishver to get permission. What's going on here? Call Yisrael. Pikuach Nefoshes. Now you're going to Yisrael. So the whole thing is a pill. So I'll tell you very simple. And this connects to as we began to discuss several weeks ago how the whole Shibud Mitzrayim happened. And what the Geula was. And how the Geula had to happen. And also why it used the lashon of Pakad Yifkut. What was the Pakad Yifkut? So we elaborated, I'm not going to go through it again, we elaborated how the whole Shibud began was through Sinas Achim. So there were really two direct causes for Shibud Mitzrayim. One was the grandfather cause, the original cause, and one was the immediate before we went down cause. Two causes. One was the Bris Ben Apsor. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Bamoyed Akirishenu." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "How am I going to know?" The Eibush just said, "Yodoy Teidah." That was the Bris Ben Apsor. Ki Gel Yisrael Rabbeinu Yisraelah. Over there, Chazal teach us what the Taina was. Moshe was a Baal Emuna, but Moshe just wanted to know. I want to give my children a proof, like a title, that it's their land. So Chazal say. If I'm giving you a present, you're asking for a star. Felt a person akoros atoyva. I'm on his madrega. Shouldn't have asked for a proof. Fine. So one thing was kriyas atoyva. That was one reason why we went down to Mitzrayim. The other reason why we went down to Mitzrayim was because Mechir says, and that the Gemara says in Shabbos, that if not for Mechir Yosef, we wouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim. So if somebody would ask you, what was the cause of the Shibud Mitzrayim? The answer is two things. Kfiyas HaTeva and Sinas Achim. That's what caused us going down. It's obvious that in order for us to leave, we're going to have to perfect those two things. Kfiyas HaTeva, and we're going to have to do Hakaras HaTeva, and we're going to have to fix the Achdus between ourselves. Those two things are going to have to be corrected in order for us to leave Mitzrayim. My boy said, I believe that's what Yosef told his brothers. Yosef was symbolic of both those things. Number one, as we explained, Yosef's motto was Hakaras HaTeva. That's why he didn't live with Eishes Potifera. And that was Yosef was the Hakaras HaTeva. That was Yosef. Yosef was the Ish of Hakaras HaTeva. That's number one. Number two, Yosef was the one who the brothers sold as an eved. Basically, Yosef turned to his brother and he said, in order for you to get out of Mitzrayim, you're going to have to come up with my bones. You're going to have to misaken why I came down. If you could get me out of here, it means you were misaken why we got here to begin with. So taking Yosef's bones out, it's not taking the bones. It's bringing, reversing. The bones came down for a reason. Now reversing that and taking it out. That's what Yosef meant. He wasn't saying, take my bones. And Taka, Yosef was thrown into the Nilus. He was thrown all the way down the Nilus. And there was no way to get him out. And really, the only one that will be able to get Yosef out eventually is when we massacre these two things. When we fix these two things. I believe that's the Pakad Yifkut, the double lashon. Yosef was telling them, first, like the Noda Biyuda writes by Rochel Imenu when she cries for Klal Yisrael, it says, Rochel Mavaka Aboneho, Aboneho Ki Einenu. It's a double lashon. What's the double? So it's Slach, the Noda Biyuda writes in his Droshes, that Rachel is not just crying that Klal Yisrael are physically in Golos. She's crying, Alboneho Kienenu. The Ruchnius, where are we? Our children are not the same. Yosef told his brothers, in order to go out of here, you have to fix the two chatoim. Pokoy Yivkoy, that's the double lashon. Pokoy Yivkoy. If you fix the double, that's the simen. If you fix the double lashon, then you'll be able to halisim esatzmoy semizevach. Then you'll be able to get the bones. If we would have gone to the Nilus before these things got fixed, the bones of Yosef wouldn't have come up. The bones of Yosef came up, that was like the graduation. That was the graduation. When you tell somebody that when he graduates, he'll finish, right? So when you walk down with your cap and gown, then you're a doctor. Yeah. What does that mean? So just put on the hat, put on the cap and gown. Ishkoyach. The cap and gown is a simon. Lahavdol. The cap and gown is a simon that you've accomplished the task. So taking Yosef's bones is the cap and gown. It's the graduation. But the graduation will only occur if you fix the reason why you went down to Golos. You went down to Golos for Kfiyas HaTov originally. You went down to Golos because of Sinas Ach. And those things must be corrected in order for Klal Yisrael to be able to make it out. Now we go into Sefer Shmos. And that was the Simen. The Simen was Taka. The Pako Yifkoi Vali Simas HaTzmoisai. That was the Simen. And it was a bona fide simon. And Rabbi Isaiah, it could very well be, there isn't any recordings of it, it could very well be that there were many false messiahs in Egypt. Many false messiahs. You know how many Mishigoyim there are in the vote? They have this guy now walking around with this, you saw with this boot, upside down boots, he's the next president. He's walking around, complete Mishigoyim. Complete Mishigoyim, he's the next president. You think there weren't any Mishiche Sheker? You think nobody ever came in the time and said, Pokud Yivkoid? Yeah, but he wasn't able to get the Halisim as Hatzmoisai. He wasn't able to do it. So of course, Pokod Yifkod everybody knew about. But the Pokod Yifkod v'Halisim, like the Ger Rebbe said when he heard that one of the Rebbes gives his father an Ali every Shabbos. He calls his father up to say, his father's dead for many years, and he says, Boch, he answers after him, Boch Hashem Avorach, you know, Boch Hashem Avorach, he answers, Amen. So the Ger Rebbe said, I'm not mispoil. Let him give his father Hagba, then I'll be mispoil. But just to say, Amen to him. So Avada, whoever was able to do Hagda on Yosef's bones, he was the Pokod Yivkod. To say Pokod Yivkod, of course, there were many people who say Pokod Yivkod. But the one that was able to take Yosef's bones out means that we already reached that shlemus of being able to leave Mitzrayim. That was the Nakud. So what did the Hashgacha do? I mentioned to you, and I'll just pass over this one point, that the Marshak says a beautiful idea. Why Pari Dafka didn't make Shevet Levi Avodim. Everything was calculated. He didn't make Shevet Levi Avodim because he knew that no Eved has ever made it out of Egypt alive. They couldn't make it out of Egypt alive. If you're going to take a nation out of Mitzrayim, it's going to be a miracle. And if it's going to be a miracle, you're going to have to work like a behemoth to get them out. So what did he do? Took away the incentive. He made Shevet Levi free. So now the potential leaders have no incentive. They have no incentive to leave. He made them free. So that's why Pari was an Obechach. What Pari didn't realize was it's just the opposite. The Hashgacha had it. That Dafka, the Levi, the free Shevet is the one that's going to be Moshe Nefesh to save Klal Yisrael. Because that's the tikkun of the Chet of Sinas Achim. Sinas Achim was when we weren't Moshe Nefesh for each other, just the opposite. One brother sold another to go into slavery to protect themselves. The Geula was the opposite. A free Shevet. That's Moshe Nefesh to save the slave. That's the Tikkun. And that's why Shevet Levi talking. Pari could have never thought of that. But that's how it worked out. That's how it unraveled. So that was the Shlav Aleph of Gulas Yisrael. When the Eibishter came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Moshe, I want you to be the manik and not your brother Aaron. So Moshe said, one second. The whole Golos was Kosinus Achim because of the older brothers being jealous of the younger brothers. So now I'm going to take Yisrael out. I'm going to put Klal Yisrael into such a matzav? Are we roy to endure such a nisayon again? Finally, the Eibishter. So Moshe's taina was a good one. It was a good taina. What's the answer to Moshe's taina? Just the opposite. The answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's taina is Samach Balibo. This is all part of the tikkun. A shevet that's free is going to moisten nefesh to save the shvatim that are slaves. And within that free shevet, the younger brother is going to super overcome the older brother. Exactly what happened with Yosef and the brothers. And the older brother, instead of having jealousy, the samach balibo. That's all part of the gula. That's all part of the gula. It's reinventing what was then and being misakin. That's the pshat. That's how the gula happened. So now, the first part of the shibud, everything is back perfect. But we still have that karos hateva. We still have our karos hateva. Chazal tell us, it's a pasuk in the Torah, lo tisayv mitzri ki ger ho yisabarzai. You can't be hate a mitzri because you were a ger. That means the Mitzrayim took us into their country. They didn't give us the best guest quarters. Right? Not too many people. Sometimes you tell the guests to help you out a little bit in the house. But Shibud Mitzrayim, I don't think anybody has endured by a host. I had a Talmud once. He went away for Shabbos. Over Shabbos there was a storm. In the basement had an have a flooding problem. So, because in the morning he woke up, his suitcase was on the floor with all his begadim. He was wet, smelly. So when he came back and he told me the story, I said, I hope you have a karos hatoiv to the host who took you in. He went for a simcha and they put him up in this house. He said, a karos hatoiv. I said, kol shekein. Did they treat you worse than the Egyptians? Now Pari on top, we have to have a Karos HaTorev to Mitzrayim because they took us into the country. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu and Pari. Pari brought up Moshe Rabbeinu. He lived there. They paid his mother to nurse him. They bought his art school shots. And they took care of everything. They gave Moshe everything. So Moshe said, how can I talk? Kfiyas HaToyva. Not just the physical problem. I have a Karos HaToyv problem. The whole way I'm going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim is we have to perfect also the Kfiyas HaToyva. How can I be the one? How can I do it? How can I go to Parai? So now the Yavish said, one second. Don't put HaKaros HaTov to me. Because you and Parai have to have HaKaros HaTov to me. Me, Yosem Pelod. Parai was nothing more than my shliach to take care of you. Parai was my shliach. So if I'm telling you to go to Parai, you go to Parai. Don't worry about your HaKaros HaTov. I'll teach Tzadik Arbe. Don't be such a big Tzadik. Because Pari was my shliach, and now I'm telling you to go back into Zodah Mayim. Now that's your mission. Fine. But now Moshe, when he ran to Midian, Hishver took him in, took Pesach Pesach L'chaver and Nafshe Chayiloi. He made a nether to him, I won't leave you. Now he's going to redeem Klal Yisrael with the midah of HaKaros HaToyva. How could he not get rishus from Hishver? Took him in. That the Eibishter was very mask. And that the Eibishter was mask. And that's the pshat. It wasn't Moshe throwing out his from Kaida Hilchus Nedorim. That Moshe was too smart to do that. Moshe was saying, I'm going to Klal Yisrael now to take them out with the perfection of Achdus and HaKaros HaToyva. Now I should spit in my shver's face. Taka was right. And that's the Pokud Yivka. Once it was the Pokud Yifkoi, then it was Taka of Elisim. I want to tell you that's the Pshat Ayom Rav Ayonos. It wasn't Pshat the Yam saw the bones of Yosef. It saw in Klal Yisrael the Aroinu Shel Yosef. It saw that Klal Yisrael mastered Takoras HaToiv and the Achdus, now the water was able to split. It wasn't that it split for the bones. It split for the Madrega of Alisim HaSatzmoy Samizayv.